Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. John Main, 35 riders.
That's why I run. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't going to get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Get my blessing. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
Why I hustle hard in the sun, rain, sleep, snow. I grind when it's jumping, even when the street's slow. Young Maine, that's the name that the streets know. I'm pushing X, wet, pills, crack, weed, blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day, all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the trash, we keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the laws, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarters. My car broke, I gotta walk, plus gas high. In the world, wanna ask why. I ain't got shit, nigga, that's why. That's why I'm motherfucking, that's why.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't going get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Get my blessing. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
That's why
I will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't going get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Get my blessing. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
Why remember back when I ain't have no money. Now I walk inside the mall and just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we known and get love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. Thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Maine's world, where every day's Friday. Menage days with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used to smoke dirt weed, now it's Kush only. Grind hard, hustle hard, push, homie. Back then, I ain't have a ride to the stove. Okay, it's cool, cause now my ride on 84. I had nothing, so I jumped up in the crack game. Kept hustling, and I jumped up in the rap game. Young man can't stop, won't stop, did it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who run the city.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Get my blessing. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
That's why
I will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Get my blessing. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
Why I'm a motherfucking hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block, on the highway, on probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck. I gotta get it, know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit. Hustle, legal or illegal, we gon' get it, man. All my female hustlers getting on their own. Hustle.
What's good, everybody? Welcome to Global 14 Radio. The Cut goes down every Wednesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. Host Onyx and Golden Fleece on the line, kicking it with you. What's good, Golden?
Ah, man. Another Wednesday.
Another one.
Wednesdays keep rolling by, man. I swear. next time we say another Wednesday, it's going to be New Year's Eve. We're going to be ready to hit another year, man. Time is flying, but spring and summer coming up, so I'm excited.
It's real talk. I can't wait for spring to actually get here because it's acting like it doesn't want to come with the snowing and the raining and the coldness. So it's killing me. But it's all good. It's all good. First time tuning into Global 14 Radio tonight. Again, Global 14, which is via the brand global14.com, Jermaine Dupri's social networking site. So if you're not familiar with it, please do head over to the website, check it out. Exclusives, blogs, fun, networking tools, groups, all kind of things to get into. Women, cars, money, clothes, whatever. So check it out. It's pretty dope. Sounded like a rap, huh?
Right. I think we even had a cooking vegetarian segment on that joint at one time.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's true. That's true. They was doing, like, the juice and joint. So you got your health peeps on there because Jermaine Dupri's a vegan. So that was great. He definitely inspired a couple people to follow suit, and they're still doing it. So pretty nice. There was also a water challenge that I failed miserably at, surprisingly. But I tried. At least I attempted.
You're not the only one. I failed at that juice and joint. I couldn't keep up.
I mean, I'm going to be honest with people. I ain't going to flat knock like I wasn't, like I didn't get me a soda or two, so I did. Tonight, I'm not sure if we have a guest. We may have a surprise guest stopping through. However, you do have me and Golden on the line kicking in with you. And, again, I just want us to kind of let you know, a lot of people have been hitting us up about interviews and about getting the music played and all of that. And I'll pass the mic to the homie so he can let you know how you can do just that.
Yes, sir. Definitely get at us on our social networks. You know, Onyx is Onyx254 on Twitter. I am The Glue on Twitter, THAGLUE. Or you can hit us up on global14.com. Onyx is Onyx on there. I'm Golden Fleece on there. Hit us up on the inbox. Hit us up on the DMs. Just holler at us, man. Let us know what you want to be played. If you got a lot of material, whatever's your best at the time, send it to us. Make sure we get your best joints on there, you know. And Onyx and I, we usually like to do it on a review type of level. So we'll play your music and have some reviews, maybe from the guests that we have on that day, from us, of course, and maybe from some other people that are listening, just call in and talk about your joint. But it's all constructive. It's all for the good. So holler at us with your music, man. Definitely don't be shy about that. We love hearing new material.
No doubt, and he's certainly right. We do like to do a review process, so all of the DMs with the links, we appreciate you for, you know, wanting to be a part of it and the support and all of that, but let's not just go crazy and spam it or anything. Let's try to do the protocol, because that's pretty much what I'm getting my way. I don't know about you, homie, but...
Oh, yeah, I'm getting it, too. They're spamming like crazy. Let me tell you something. Look up spamming. You could Google it. You don't even need to use dictionaries no more. Just Google it. Spamming, and it will tell you what that is. And then when you read that, know that's something you don't want to do. Stop it. Right after you read it, stop.
Okay. It's killing me. I'm be honest with you, babe. Especially, you know, you got to at least tune into the show and get the information. When we see that you checked in and tuned in with us and rocking with us and participating, you know, we got the number 760-913-4119, then that makes us, you know, that just may push you up in the first review show, even if you're just now getting in tune with us. So just support and ride and be patient. And then, like Golden has said, we'll hit you up. We'll contact you and let you know when it's time for it. So, yeah, that's
indeed. I'm glad you. And we will get at you. You know, we may have weeks that's full of guests and there's no review show. Just chill, support, call in, talk about the topics, speak to the guests, you know what I'm saying? And then one of them days we're going to be like, oh, you on the line, check it out. We're playing your music tonight. Tell your people to join in, you know, call if they want to support you and, you know, make it happen that way. You know, we definitely about that growth. So we're trying to give back as much as we can to everybody that listens to the show. So, you know, let's get it, man. We always love hearing new music anyway, so let's do it.
Yeah, it's dope. It's dope. And, you know, you're talking with a producer, a manager producer now, a production company, so very knowledgeable when it comes to the tracks and quality and the production and whatnot. So it would be really good to get that played anyway and get that take. So definitely, guys, let's link up. Let's do it, but let's do it right.
Indeed.
Also, yeah, man. Also, we did.
And songwriters, too, since R&B singers.
Yeah.
Onyx is a songwriter, so you don't got them bridges right, you don't got them breakdowns right, you come in too hot, and you ain't coming in right. She's going to say something about it. But it's all going to be in a nice voice. You know how her voice is always nice. It ain't going to be no harsh. You know what I mean? Like.
Look,
it's just going to be, hey, maybe you could have did this and that and this, you know? It's going to be all good, all constructive. So.
I've been feeling mean lately, but it's not on purpose. I'm just so busy and so much is going on, and as well as you're in, and I have to really get to a point where I say, look, guys, you know, enough is enough. You know, let's try to execute this way. It has to be some type of structure. You know, we one person each. So that sounds crazy, one person each. But, you know, we just one person. So just be mindful of that and, you know, bear with us and do it right so we can, you know, get things popping and jumping for you. Also, we have been touching down to a lot of different places, a lot of different events, and being based out of different states, we are able to touch down to certain ones. And if you do have an event that you would like us to be at, you want to book us, definitely hit us up on the show, same protocol, DMs at Onyx254 as a glue, THAGOUE. We recently, of course, Social Death Anniversary covered that joint. It was awesome, had a great time. And we did the, had a chance to stop through South by Southwest because, and I said it right, it's South by Southwest. Last show I was like, Southwest. But it's South by Southwest. I actually had a chance to stop through there and I talked about that. So go back to our old shows and get the recap and review. And this past weekend was Southern Entertainment Awards and that took place in Nashville, Tennessee. Doesn't always happen in Nashville, but it did this year. And you stay tuned in the show, get a little bit of insight and, you know, goodies about what happened and took place there. So just stay tuned with us, locked in with us. You never know what's going to happen. And again, we're very excited. And I did get.
And I'm even looking forward to that because I didn't.
I know, because I haven't even. He doesn't even have a scoop or anything. So he might be asking questions, and I'll be like, okay. So it's been crazy. I just touched down Monday night, and I think I want to say I was fighting off a cold. I don't know what I was dealing with, but here I am. I'm back. It's Wednesday, and we're here together, so we're going to make it work.
Word up.
Again, I think we are going to have a special guest call in tonight. I'm so excited, and so you're probably going to see the Twitter going crazy. Then if you're listening, tweet us, let us know, retweet at G14 Radio. Let us know you're listening so we can give you a shout-out, birthdays, or whatever we need to do. But again, on the cut, we haven't done it in a minute, but want to do it tonight. We like to talk about the charts and keep up with who's doing what and why, and it's always good to know who's getting money and who's moving it out there when it comes to the paperwork and so in the ratings. And so right now on Hot 100, you have Harlem Shake Bauer, and I just learned how to pronounce that. He's at number one on the Hot 100. And then it's not much has changed, actually. Number one on the R&B hip-hop and rap charts and pop charts and radio is Macklemore and Ryan with Thrift Shop. Everybody loves this song. It's sitting at like 24
except
weeks
for me.
Straight.
I hate
yeah,
it.
Yeah, except for me. Like, except for me.
Yeah,
like,
I just hate it.
Exactly, and it's funny because it's taken over every single chart except for one, so it's just like, wow. And like 24 weeks for two of these in particular, it's been sitting at 24 weeks, and they actually talked about this in Nashville. And I was like, yep, and I was so happy I was familiar with it because we keep up with the numbers. So I was like one of the only people who kept up with it, and everybody's talking about this joint. And then actually the number one R&B hip-hop album is Mindless Behavior with hold on, All Around the World. And I didn't get the units that it sold, but I will do that. And I'm proud of them because they're so young and then they're coming back, so it's so cute to see them growing and still doing their thing and not just being like a teen group and then being gone. So I'm happy for them.
Yeah, that's real dope. Shout out to Mindless Behavior. Hopefully those kids have a long career, man. They remind me of the old B2K, you know what I'm saying? But, new music for the time. But, it was crazy. We talk about Macklemore and Ryan Lewis. I wrote a post on Global 14 the other day they sold like 474,000, I think.
Mm-hmm.
470. They had some type of number like that. So when I first read it, I went and wrote a post on there, and I said, wow, Macklemore and Ryan Lewis are like 474,000. These major labels are about to be a wash because, you know, they're independent. But JD, Jermaine Dupri, we call him JD, everybody, most call him JD.
Yeah, they're not independent.
He came and said, he was like, well, they started that way. You know, they got distribution.
Yeah, they do.
Right.
And
so
I said,
JD's
I just learned that this
me.
Weekend.
Right. But he told me they spent $200,000 on their radio promo. And I was like, well, shit, that changes everything. That's a major label budget for radio. You know what I'm saying? So the crazy thing about it is, but JD said, not yet. Like, no, these majors are going to be around. And he's like, no, they're on their way out.
Mm-hmm.
Because I guess what these people are realizing is that if you have some big type of investment company or distribution company that is willing to put up your money for you, you could do this thing yourself.
Yeah.
And $200,000, that's a lot of money for a radio promo. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So shout out to them. They're doing their thing, and I'm pretty sure they're going to get all of that money back. But that's a lot of money spent on marketing your music.
It is. And, you know, just they did have the number one, I want to say, I don't know if it was last week or the week prior, but they did have the number one album at one point. It might have been 2 weeks back. And so that paid off. I forgot the name of the album, but we have to go back. You guys can go back to Billboard and look at the history. But, no, they definitely, I just found out as well this weekend from a Sony rep who was behind what they were dealing with and what they were doing. So I was like, wow, it's pretty crazy. And then also, since we're talking about units and sales, I did pull up real quick what All Around the World did, and it looked like it's done 290,000. It says more than 290,000, so according to SoundScan. And that's pretty good for Mindless Behavior. Yeah, it's not bad at all. Sitting at almost 300,000, that's really, really good. So it pays off all of what they've been doing. They do a lot of touring and performing, and they're very good entertainers as well. So, again, their fans are growing, and they're growing as well, and the numbers are growing. So good job.
Their manager is Vince Herbert, too, right? Tamar's husband.
Okay, no, I wasn't even familiar. I didn't know who
that
was.
Yeah, that's their manager, Vince.
Mm-hmm,
he has them sometime, I guess, on their show, you know, the Vince and Tamar show.
Okay.
So shout out to Vince Herbert.
They have a show?
And I guess that dude. Well, she was talking about them, I guess, you know, since he manages the them on, yeah, Vince and Tamar, they have their own show.
Wow.
You know, that's
so no
off of Braxton's.
Okay.
Right. So they spin the show off about her and him, since he's a big time music mogul and a manager. So you know, they show him putting out her new single, which did very well. It was like number one on iTunes. But they also, you know, talk about Lady Gaga and also Mindless Behavior. So you get a look into his life. And I guess this dude, man, he knows what he's doing when he's rolling out these records. So shout out to Vince, man. He's making big moves with some big, big artists. So
Indeed he is. That's what's up. I didn't know. And I really do at one point, or I could just ask you, but I do need to check in with these reality joints and see exactly what's going on, because I'd be so lost when it comes to these. But it's all good. I'm going to get it together, and that's new for me.
Yeah, I can't front. They're a guilty pleasure of mine, man. I don't need to be watching them because there's so much crazy shit they be
and
doing on there.
And it's like I'm the only one who does it. I know. It's not like, and it's not just you. It's not like I'm the outsider in this particular situation. I'm always, like, not tuning into the reality joints. But I promise at some point I'm actually going to see what it is. I'm scared to get sucked in, but I do need to be in the loop. So
welcome
we'll see.
To the dark side.
Oh my gosh. I know. I know,
like,
it's so crazy.
Did you see that golden? Did you see what that crazy bitch did?
I know. And don't.
I can't wait till next week.
That's what people be acting like. I be seeing posts and stats and updates about not waiting till next week. So, and I just don't want to be like them. Like, I have enough to look forward to in the next couple of days. I actually pulled a few mixtapes, but I didn't see, I wanted to see what you came up with. So it's probably the same thing.
Yeah, a lot of them is the same from last week when we did.
Yeah.
But
that's
there
what
was
I was
a
saying.
Few new that I saw. I always like to say cats from the Bay Area, man, because they've been doing their things for a long time. So I seen that JT, the bigger figure, had a new mixtape called Bonkers, and he's big on the West Coast. A lot of people
yes.
know about him.
Look, yo, he
so
was
shout
at,
out JT.
He was at South by Southwest in Austin.
Oh, okay.
So yes, that was dope.
He got a lot of respect over there. Big
he
time.
Does.
JT's been
he
in the game for a minute, and he got a
yeah.
big following.
He does, and I wanted to talk. I don't know what I was doing. I think that's when I was lost trying to find my car. So that is the time I was like, forget it, I will give him another time, because it was crazy. But he had the posters, the cutouts, he had a whole team. He was shutting down that whole little middle section, like a middle section. So it was really nice to see him out there doing his thing. So shout out to him, and that's dope. He had a mixtape out this week. That's doing it.
Yeah.
So yeah, pays off.
Shout out to JT, man, with the bonkers joint. So check that out. Also, your main man's Little B. He ain't stopped. He's still moving around. He got the Pretty Young Thug joint that dropped. So he dropped that today, Pretty Young Thug.
Pretty Young Thug? Okay.
Yeah, Pretty Young Thug. You know, well, at least
he always stopped calling himself a pretty bitch.
Because, you know, before he used to call himself the Pretty Bitch. At least he's now the Pretty Young Thug. But shout out to Lil B. And who, I see one more that I don't think I mentioned last week that was kind of worth mentioning. Not that nobody's worth mentioning, but at the same time, I'm not going to run down 80 new mixtapes. You know what I'm saying? But, Sci-Hi the Prince. Released a joint today called the Ivy League Kickback. So if you didn't have the Ivy League before, which was super dope, Sci-Hi killed that tape. Now he just released the Ivy League Kickback. Not too sure what the kickback on Ivy League means, but at the same time, you know, Sci-Hi's a dope artist, so you're probably going to want to check that out. He definitely got bars. Shout out to Sci-Hi the Prince. And check that out. That's really the only ones that I've seen that were new. So you might have something else too.
Okay, well, I think J. Cole might have dropped something, but I didn't actually pull the title. I was trying to get it over to you because he did drop something.
Sometimes
I'll pull up stuff and I might be a couple days late with it, so I don't want to say it. So I always have to have you kind of look at it and be like, "Hey, is this new?" So.
Cole did drop something.
Okay.
I forgot
that was
what the name of his song. Because
I seen
was.
Little B.
Cold
I know,
front.
I didn't see
Cold
this.
Front.
Cold Front? Okay. Okay. Yeah, I need to get right with that. But yeah, that's pretty dope. I'm glad to see him doing something in between when he's not releasing an LP. So, and I think, you know what? Actually, I'm a little excited because, well, not a little excited, but a lot excited. Because I think the special guest, the prize guest, is on the phone and. I'm so happy and excited, and I didn't want to announce who it is, but I'm about to in a minute. So we're going to go to a break and see and check in, and hopefully this is a surprise guest and we can do a surprise interview. And I'm so excited. And Golden, you know who it is, right?
I know why when they hear it, they're going to be excited too, so. We definitely excited over here, and I know they're going to be excited as well. So
Start tweeting out
when you find out who it is.
I'm about to go crazy with it, so hopefully I don't get in Twitter jail. But I take a quick break, come back with our special guest on the line, G14 Radio The Cut.
Yep.
About these streets and leave this game alone forever. I keep telling you I'm married to this game and I'm gonna love my bitch forever. You gotta be crazy. Think I'm leaving the game when the streets weren't made. I shed blood and plenty of tears in these streets. And you telling me to leave it, how the fuck you gon' eat? Love you to death, I fucked the street before I met you. Fuck both of y'all at once, the game needs sex too. I'm only being real, let's mama, that's all I know. I'm gripping wood, daughter moving a lot of snow. I'm talking a lot of coke, get moved through my battle boat. Blowing on the cutie of fruit, it's tasting like cantaloupe. Upset, got them cupcakes. I got them white and the 10th grade bird, call them duct tape. Got it forever real, y'all niggas stuck fake. I'm a blind man, don't gotta see the touch weight. 864, got 8 bricks 4. 15 apiece, give me 120 and go. Ribbon of snow, plenty of holes and plenty of coat. Pop pills, dump real, plenty of smoke. and gave my wife that's a ringer, homie. Streets fucking everybody, but I don't care if you cheating on me. You keep asking me to get up out these streets and leave this game alone forever. But I keep telling you I'm married to this game and I'm gonna love my bitch forever. It is funny how the jagger him sad face. 13 drops sitting down with my tag say. I bag age, you never catch me with bag age. Since the age of 12, I never seen a bad day. I'm fast paced and I stash cakes for cash sake. Perfect attendance, I'm whipping hair to my classmates. I'm the done man, and cushions round them brown paper bags look like white bitches getting suntanned. I'm done playing, y'all punk playing my match slam. My match sick to a coughing off in a done hand. I'm boss man and I'm boss man, the boss man. I lost a half a meal, that ain't shit I cost friends. I'm the biggest this fall of that Ross man. I talk rich, you think I talk slick cause I talk fast. Catch me a tiger blowing wood to color golf grass. Cuts with a little hat, some eyes, a hawk ass. I went from rap with the water to most paid his ex. Used to be stats, now I'm counting points on all my checks. Who ever thought Don Dada be playing with stocks? Same way I was on the block when I played with them blocks. Now I'm about to shoot the game like a rifle cause I done came to chase this bitch like a dirty diaper line. You keep asking me to get up out these streets and leave this game alone forever. But I keep telling you I'm married to this game and I'm gonna love my bitch forever. They say I changed on them, they keep it real on them. Fuck change, got $100 bill on them. Pop the pretty coupe and put some big wheels on it. Pretty doors up like my car got big eels on it. It's real, homie, it's gutter, I hope you listen. Remember time when Donna didn't have no pot to piss in. That Poco Don got a missing stick of flipping to wreck my Pyrex and they told me to turn my wrist in. I'm talking number pure cash, man. My trap bump like I done dry shade on some bad skin. Donna on everything, plus I'm getting plenty mail. All y'all can say that damn Donna hell when he will. Caramel, coupe, Kevin sweating, raisin, sand, chocolate seats, and wood grain. The side look like Raisin Brands. I play the game law, you stay high like Raisin Hands. Playing streets with my music, so now I'm Raisin Brands. I got a blazing plan, move stupid with Asian bands. I made the M to see cocaine really made my hands. Amazing man, Mr. Dunn, daughter, I am. I poke up Dunn, Dunn, daughter, hotter than Desert Sand. I switch my paint and painted in parrot feathers. Set that bitch on my 30s, and I go slang the Chinese letters. You keep asking me to get up out these streets and leave this game alone forever. I keep telling you I'm married to this game and I'm gonna love my bitch forever.
It's so dope. Welcome back to Global 14 Ready to Cut. Yes, I'm so excited. We have Al Poco Don on the line with us. What is up?
What's up?
Oh, my God. I'm such a fan. I'm all excited. You have no idea. Golden, you on the line?
Al Poco, you know what I was about to I was about to try to do the hum, like, but
yeah.
I don't even want to. I can't
mess it
up,
I can't
man,
even try to imitate it.
Even make me want to try to do it. But yo, shout out to Al Poco, man. How you doing, my brother? Excited
great,
to have
great,
you, man.
Great, man. I'm blessed, man. How y'all doing?
Man, just fabulous. You definitely made the night.
Weird.
Such a surprise. Excited to have you on the show. Just give me a second while I go crazy on the Twitter and Facebook real quick. And I have to be honest. Yes. Well, I definitely want to thank you for coming through to the cut tonight. We did have a couple of a little cute, quick Q&A and give your fans also an opportunity to call in and speak with you because you did. You always have the lines going crazy. And everyone tuned in just to hear your music and a couple of things they haven't heard on the actual Soul EP. Golden, did you have anything before we get started?
Man, I just wanted to tell them we're excited to have them on, you know. Anybody that's listening, I'm sure this brother's about to drop a lot of jewels on y'all, man. Real story. So I'm excited, man. Let's just get into it.
Okay, no doubt, no doubt. Well, first of all, Al Polk, I want to congratulate you because I know that you did make the indie charts, and that's pretty crazy. You're unsigned, intro. I believe you hit number 12 on Billboard. Is that correct?
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing. So congratulations.
I got the number one hit in New Zealand.
Wow. What? In New Zealand? Mm-hmm. You global. You straight up global with it. That's crazy. And I have to tell you this also. I was down in Nashville, Tennessee this past weekend at an awards weekend conference, and it was a Sony executive there, and he said that a whole bunch of people, a whole bunch of New York labels were bidding over you, trying to sign you. So I was like, what?
Oh, man, right now, man, it's like I'm America's most wanted.
No, you really
oh,
are, yeah. It was crazy because I was telling him about the show, and I said, yeah, last week, and, you know, coming up soon, we're going to have Al Polk Don, and he does this, you know, I describe you on the porch, and he's like, oh, that's the dude, we're trying to get him, and I was like, wow, so it was crazy. Everybody's, like, after you. And so...
Mm-hmm.
Before the pandemonium, I just kind of wanted to take it back and ask you, as a young child, you know, growing up within the church, prior to the music, do you remember what you wanted to be? Was it a rapper, or was it anything in the music industry?
No, no, no. It wasn't no rapper. It was a singer, though.
So sorry.
I wanted to be like Sam Cooke.
Okay. That's dope. That's dope. Okay. And I see that your brother then basically introduced you more so into the rapping part, and then you took the liking to it. Mm-hmm. So,
oh, yeah.
So I wanted to ask you if you remember the first time you spit your first rhyme and what everybody else's reaction was to it.
Man, actually, I was like in the fifth grade. I wrote a little song for Dare, a little drug thing.
Oh, yes, yes.
Man, I still remember this. I still remember that little rap.
Okay, what was it?
Oh, man, it was crazy. You don't want to hear that.
Okay.
I mean, if you want to, you can get it now, because you know Donna give it to you.
Okay, well, what would I do? I want to know the first rap you did. That's special.
It's like something like, if you listen very carefully to what I say, because we have this problem almost every day, and it's drugs that we all must face. It doesn't matter of the sex or the race. People take drugs just to get high. I don't understand, and I don't know why. I got some friends, they know what I mean. They don't do the drug, they just leave the scene.
Hey! That's what's up. I can see. Everybody in there was like, oh. That's what's up. Okay. Well, I wanted to kind of ask you this then. In a time where, you know, the social networks make it easy for people to, you know, discover the new talent, and it makes it for basically easy for anybody to be an overnight sensation, did you know that your video was going to bring the attention that it did and pretty much rise above like it did?
No, I never would have thought.
Mm-hmm.
I never would have thought it.
Mm-hmm.
Man, but it was like a blessing. It went viral, like, yo.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. It was crazy, man. And I like to say God is good, you know?
Mm-hmm. No doubt. Most certainly. And so how has that changed for you now versus then when you were just a rapper in Greenville and now you're, like you said, America's most wanted? Can you step outside without people wanting to take a picture? Or what?
I mean, in Greenville I can. Not nowhere else, really.
Say pandemonium.
Okay.
And then also I think what's surprising and intriguing about yourself is that your video has gone viral, but it's from everybody, races, ages, demographics. Like, you have a huge fan base ranging from 5 years old to 50 years old. And
I know it, right?
How does that feel? I mean, that's pretty crazy. How does that feel to know that you're reaching all these different people and different you know, backgrounds in New Zealand now.
Man, it's a blessing. That's all I can say. Hey, I never thought it'd go this far.
Mm-hmm.
Let me be real with you.
Mm-hmm.
I just really wanted my music to be heard, you know?
And it's good, baby. It's good.
That's crazy. That's crazy. I wanted to ask you if you had any mainstream artists reach out to you as far as collabs and different opportunities since your video going viral.
I mean, a lot of people don't ask me to collab, but right now I got to focus on myself, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm definitely finna do some things. You know who I really want to make a song with? You wouldn't even believe it.
Shirley Caesar. That's what's up. I could believe it.
Man, that'll be great, man. I set the world on fire with that one.
I'm sure you will. I mean, you have such a soulful ministry about you. It's like you minister through what you're saying. It's very touching and very deep, and you just draw everybody in with your voice and the passion in your when you're doing the rapping and whatnot. It's crazy. I mean, no one can do what you're doing, and it's just amazing. And for you to have the humility that you have, be humble about it, and still want to grow is just amazing. You've basically broken all the rules. You know, when people say, this is how you get signed, you got to get a hot record, you got to put out a mixtape, you pretty much killed all that. So will you ever be even looking into being part of a major label at one point? Or just be indie with distribution?
Oh, yeah. Say that again now.
Will you ever want to just look into maybe signing with a major label, or would you want to remain independent and just have that distribution going?
I tell you the truth, I'd love to stay independent.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to stay independent. I'm independent now. It's going great.
Mm-hmm.
And I had number one selling album in the world 2 days straight.
Crazy.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
I love to stay independent.
I hear you. There's really no reason for you to go major with all of that. I mean, you're in New Zealand. I mean, that's crazy. Well, I definitely I want to give my host an opportunity to ask you a couple questions, but the last one I have for you was, what are some of the challenges that you may have faced as of now transitioning to the business aspect of the industry since you have gone viral and it's, you know, you're a big deal. You really are. And so have you found yourself, you know, when it comes to the paperwork, anything of the business side that you just like, okay, I wish I didn't have to deal with this part? Anything?
Man, you said it. You done already said it. I ain't even have to say it, man. I'm talking about, oh man. I'll tell you, I think it's 40% rap and 60% business, man.
Okay. Yep, exactly. It's a lot of aspects to it that I think people don't realize, you know. And then you, it's just been thrown at you. The people have put you on this platform, so you're in demand. So you have to execute ASAP. You don't even get a chance to put anything, you know, take your time like others. So, I was interested to know how you felt about the business part of it. And then, Golden, I'll let you go ahead and ask the homie Al Poco a couple questions as well.
Yes, indeed. Again, man, pleasure to have you on. And when I'm listening to your music, man, I just see that it's manufactured straight from the heart. A lot of artists that I love, you know, those are the type of artists that I love, the guys that, you know, you get it from the soul, you get it from the heart. But beside music, is there anything else that Al Poco Don wants to do, anything that he feels inside of him that he says, you know what, when I get to this level, I'm going to also do this that the people may not know about?
Man, hold on, man. My phone is breaking up bad, man.
No, that's okay.
Say that one more time.
Okay, no problem. I was saying that we know your music, it definitely comes across like it's manufactured straight from the heart. Like you coming from the soul with your music. But is there anything else that Apoco Dime wants to do that he feels like is in him when he gets to a certain point? He's like, you know what? I know these people love my music, but I also want to do this. Is there anything else that his music just did?
Gospel, man.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. I can hear that from you, brother. I can hear that from you, man. Gospel, Apoco the Dime record. So, do you like a lot of Lecrae stuff? You like what he's doing?
Oh, yeah. See, I feel like God gave me this talent. In some kind of way, I got to give it back. So, I said I'm going to drop a couple albums, and then I'm going to switch to gospel anyway.
Nice. Wow, that's right. Mm-hmm.
That's dope. We could definitely hear that from you, brother, because like I said, that music, you know, is coming straight from the heart, straight from the soul. And also, there's certain people that could talk to people, but then there's certain people that could talk and change somebody's life. You know what I'm saying? Like, turn them around. And the people with experience in what you have experienced, you know what I'm saying? You guys are always like, I don't know, man. It's like a vehicle from God. So to hear you say that, it doesn't surprise me, but I did want to know if you wanted to dabble into something else besides rap. So knowing that's gospel is what's up. Now, also, man, you use your voice and your hands as instruments by themselves. That's amazing to me. Always loved that. Being from New York, I'm a big D-Box fan, a big, you know, listening to dudes beatbox and bang in the parks. But the way you use that board, man, how special is that board to you when you're creating your music in the studio? How often do you use it? And is any other artists come at you for some Apoco the Don original tracks, like just from the mouth and board? Has anybody asked you for one of them beats that you can make them yourself?
That's crazy.
Man, I don't. The game now, listen, the game now is so. Everybody's sounding the same. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And so, right now, it's going to be hard for me to jump in the game. I mean, really get signed by somebody, because to sign me, that's to say everybody else whack. You feel me?
Because you're not doing the same thing everybody else doing.
Exactly. And the rappers that's doing their thing, they saying they the hottest rappers. But if I jump in there, how they gonna say they the hottest rappers? You know, sign me,
right.
Say they won't.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Because I'm doing something totally different.
That's special though, man. That's like the changing of the guard, man. That's like, hey. You know, I also feel about rap music, man. I love it to death, but there has to be some type of balance. There has to be a yin and a yang. We can't have all these yangs running around. So, you know, maybe it's the perfect time for somebody to say, well, you know what, while y'all over there thinking this is hot, watch how the world responds to this.
Exactly.
And I think you could definitely bring that to the table, and that's going to be appreciated, man. So hopefully one of these people, you know, they open up them big purse strings that I know they got and make that happen.
Oh, yeah.
But shit, it's already happening if you say you're the number one in New Zealand.
I'd love to have a nice distribution deal.
Right.
Right now. You know, that'll set me off just great.
Well, it sounds like it's coming. It definitely sounds like it's coming. And I've heard you say before in some interviews that I was watching that, you know, music has always been a part of your life. And, you know, that you can use it, you know, now as a vehicle to feed your family, you know what I'm saying, take care of yourself. What are some other things that you want to see happen to the music through your movement? Now we know that, you know, you're going to turn to gospel. Would you ever consider, like, not like Mace, but have your own type of ministry, maybe using the music as a catalyst right there in your hometown?
I have thought about it.
Dope.
I have thought about it.
I think people will come from all around to check that out, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know how you talk about something, you could just see it. I could just see that. I could see people traveling. North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia.
Out of the country.
Check that out.
Yeah.
And also, one of my last questions for you. I read about the prison situation, 8 years. You know, I just like to say, you know, welcome home to you, brother. Anybody that survived that time and comes out and does as well as you're doing and keeps striving for their dream definitely deserves kudos, man. So congratulations, applause, everything to you for that, man, because I know that time is not easy. Now, unfortunately, though, rap has a correlation to prison. Either a rapper's talking about a whole bunch of stuff that can get them time, or there's a rapper out there talking about that stuff, never been to prison before in their life. And I actually talked to a rapper that did about 10 years in prison, and he told me that he vowed not to do a record with anybody that glorified anything that has to do with a young man going to prison. He just can't do that no more since he didn't survive that 10. He's out of it. He may talk about it, but he won't glorify it. I just wanted to know, did you feel the same way about some of these other rappers out here? Or what, you just like, hey, man, do your thing. I don't got no problem with it. And you know, you collaborate with anybody just trying to do their thing. Do you have a strong stance on that like he had?
Yeah, I mean, if that's how you feed your family, man, I don't got no problem with it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, do your thing. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to do mine. You know what I'm saying?
And I think that's what, you know, any of the audience that's listening, any of the kids out there need to understand that, you know, a lot of these rappers are feeding their family. You know, unfortunately, you know, we have some young people out there that take this a little bit too serious sometimes, what they hear from these rappers out here. So, like I said, man, I just like a refreshing balance, somebody that you haven't heard before. I can't wait till they see a major video of, you know, him coming on MTV or BET, banging on wood and using pens in his mouth and creating that dope music, man, because then I just think that brings out more of a inspiration for somebody to say, I may be able to do something like this. I may be talented in this way, other than just, hey, man, let me put this big gold chain around my neck, you know, get a tat on my face, and I'm a rapper. You know,
mm-hmm.
Nah, you seeing a real dude that served 8 sitting down on a chair, banging on a board, making music from his mouth, and it sounds doper than what these people are doing out there now. So I'm really looking forward to you, you know, getting a dope distribution deal and getting your stuff out there, man. That's pretty much all the questions I have for you, dog. But just know you got a fan over here. You know, the whole show is fans. And we looking forward to you, you know, expanding your career, bro.
I appreciate you too, man.
Most certainly. And, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. I am so sorry. I was trying to let you know that I wanted to give the fans an opportunity to call in and speak with you because, again, you have so many, you know, people's mothers, grandmothers, them, their husbands. They won't listen to nothing, but they told me and texted me and, you know, blew me up and said, please make sure I talk to them because my husband won't listen to nobody but him now. And that's incredible. And I mean, that's crazy. There's a lot of entertainers in the world. Notice I said entertainers. There's a lot of entertainers out there, and they're preferring you, the sole EP, without the production, without all the extra stuff, and they're preferring you. So that's just a beautiful thing. I want to ask you, because I know you said Sam Cooke's one of your favorite singers, right? So what's your favorite Sam Cooke song? Do you have one?
Oh, Born by the River.
Okay, that's so sad. I'm waiting on the remix, Alfoco. I'm waiting to hear you do your version. You know, you can do it justice, I'm pretty sure. And then you like fishing, I see, as a hobby outside of music. Any other hidden talents, any other hobbies that you do aside from that?
Nah, other than music, man, I love fish.
Mhm. Yeah. Okay. I've never been. Have I been fishing? I think I may have went one time and I don't remember it, so I couldn't even get into a story with you about it and get into. Yeah. But that's pretty much it. I think, Golden, did you say something about the scene in Greenville, South Carolina?
Oh,
I think
yeah.
I wanted to ask him something about that.
Yeah, just Greenville, South Carolina, man. You know, a lot of people don't know much about it. Is there any other artists that have come out of Greenville that we may not know about that has been an influence on you?
No, I'm the only one.
Wow, that's crazy.
Dope.
Breaking the door.
That's crazy, right? So you blazing a trail for real, man. So you definitely going to have a lot of people trying to follow your path, man. So shout out to Greenville, South Carolina, man. I've never been over there. I drive through there when I go visit my family in North Carolina. But I'm looking to see somebody turn that place up, man. Look like that's the job for you, man.
Yeah, he in there.
I'm trying to be the forefront of Greenville. When you think of Greenville, you got to say Al Poco done. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Most definitely, absolutely. Well, you said you wanted a distribution, and I'm telling you, they want you too. So you do have a lot of people after you, especially in New York, Sony, and I want to say it was Universal that's looking to speak with you. So I'm not sure, you know, what they got to do to reach you, but they trying to reach you, and they said they trying to find you, and they want it. They want to be a part of the Al Poco Don team and project. I do want to take this time to let people call in and speak with you and just say hey and all of that. So if you don't mind, if you want to hold for me, can I play one of your tracks and then see if we can get some of your fans on the line before you go?
Let's do
it. Does that work? Okay. So let me go ahead and play. I'll be having favorites. Do you have a favorite on your on your soul EP?
Yeah.
You do? Okay. What's yours?
Will I ever change my ways?
Will I ever change my ways? Let me see. I don't want to be having people on hold. Okay, I'm going to drop one of my favorites, and I'll make sure I play one of yours, too. This is Street Life coming back, G14 Radio The Cut, coming back with El Paco Don. You better get your phone calls in. He ain't got all night. 760-913-4119.
Let's get it.
Man, this life that I'm living right here, man. Crazy, man, this life. I must have ran across this old badass bitch, man. You know what I mean? This ain't nothing but a little, you know what I mean? It's a little outro, intro, whatever you want to call it, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to tell you about this badass bitch I met, man. All y'all know her. All y'all done fucked the bitch. Y'all probably act like y'all didn't. But this is how it go right here. Check this out right here. I'm living that street life. I'm living life off in that street life. And we got to pay the price to leave the Lord. I'm too far gone off in this street life. And I can't turn back, no, 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 no. I'm too far gone off in these wicked streets. Check this out. It first started when I was young, just a little baby boy. She told me to run with her, she told me to put down the toy. Introduced me to the gang, gave me a pack, told me to slang. Even told me to sip some cane after she sucked my little thing she had. Sex with my dad, she even dyked my mom. Had them both sprung on dope, where the hell you come from? Had my mama stealing out the house, the food off the table. Dad kinda done lost a job, started fighting the neighbors. Had my family fucked up, what that pussy that good. Matter of fact, you were fucking everybody from hood to hood. I finally hit the pussy raw, I couldn't turn back, you good pussy. pussy happen, bitch. You had my mind off track. I was off the chain since the first sniff of the game. Couldn't let her go, even though she caught me some pain. Set me up nasty, bitch. She gave me my first beer. Call home, same thing. Now she boning my friends. When I touched down, it was the first bitch I seen. She wouldn't write a visit, even no money for canteen. I couldn't get rid of the hoe through race in the snow. She had me tight by material things I couldn't let go. Now I'm back fucking no girl and things getting good. Lil' mama getting it now. She gave me soft heart in the wood. I'm pumping now. I got a house and cars with no hood. She didn't give a fuck about the little broads I had. Long as I fucked her real good, I would flip my cash. I was on her 24/7 niggas grabbing their masks. Stuck me up for 36, but she gave it all back. Feds can catch her cause she always stayed low key. She wouldn't touch a piece of dope. She always gave it to me. Whole time I was fucked up. I just couldn't see. Now I realize I'm really trying to let her go. She got me caught up with the police and damn near caught four. And the funny thing about it, y'all all know this, bro. Only way you can get rid of her, go to the lawyer. She caused me a lot of trouble, a lot of hurting, even caused me a lot of beef. I finally asked the bitch name. She said her name was Streets. Street Life. I'm living life off in that street life. I can't turn back, no, 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 no. Too far gone off in these wicked streets. I'm close out for y'all like that right there. You ever run across this bitch? Don't stand in the street, cross that bitch. Get to the other side and keep on moving.
So, so dope. I Poco Don. That's one of my favorite joints. I really don't have one that I don't like on this joint. I'm telling you guys, this soul EP is crazy. It's not, I mean, you definitely need to pick this up, and I'm going to play one of his favorites, and we're coming back to take your calls at 760-913-4119. So, again, we ain't got all night. He ain't got all night. He got to work. It's a lot going on, so you better get your calls in now, 760-913-4119. Stop texting me. Yes, you can talk to him. He's on the line. It's real. It's the real deal. About to play his check. Change my ways. Will I ever change my ways? Again, G14 Radio to cut. Al Poco Don going down.
Said we gone ball like we crazy.
Hey.
Lord, it's alright. The street life made me. I only got one question. Will I ever change my way? Will I ever change my way? Sometimes I ask myself the same thing. So many biters in the game, I had to change my name. It's only one done, let's get it clear. I had to stop blowing loud, I'm going deaf in one ear. Sorry, Lord, I gotta ride with a 9-seater. T-tops on the back, like I'm riding in the white beater. I wanna change, but my chain still changed. But before I'm locked in chains, I let my chain stay changed. And y'all rappers make me wanna vomit. I wanna chew some of y'all niggas, but I can't eat on an empty stomach. I'ma change, that's my word. I'm cooking on all four eyes, I call my stove a nerd.
Ball, ball like we crazy.
Hey.
Lord, it's alright. This street life made me. And I only got one question. Will I ever change my way? Will I ever change my way?
How much shit can I take? I'm in the trap for real. I drop coke like a mistake. Gun daughter, I'm the hustle though. I got 36 zips on me now, Michael Jackson coat. Shit real, that's gonna make you think. Blood thicker than water, but which one would you rather drink? I'd rather be broke on the streets than have a meal in jail. Take away my freedom, CEO, open my mail. I don't care if you hate me or not. I go hard, done daughter just too lazy to stop. And they say my money changes people. Well, I got so much white right now, they think I'm hating people.
Poco Don changed my ways. Had to drop one of his favorites. Got to play. Also, it's my favorite too. I like them all. I really do. Al Poco Don definitely had a lot of people texting me, hitting me, wanting to speak with you, but I can't hold you all night, or we would. I want to ask you if you have any advice or anything that you can give to someone in a situation such as yourself, you know, facing time or had a couple strikes, anything that you can do to help them, you know, I know, anything you want to share as far as breaking away from that lifestyle and getting onto a positive path?
Hey, you keep breaking up.
Okay, I'm sorry. It could be our end. Do you have any advice to give anyone that was, I guess, in the streets as well, as far as to stay on a positive path and kind of turn away from that?
Yeah. I mean, you know, this is all I can tell you. You got a goal or a dream, chase it. Because, you know, man, I don't know. I really can't explain it, but all I tell you is prayer is real. So if you're chasing the dream, chase it, and keep faith in God, it's going to happen, you know.
Amen.
And I know the streets ain't for you, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Streets ain't going to do nothing but give you a hug with a knife in his hand.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Damn real right there.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Okay.
Right.
Well, anything coming up? Any projects you're working on currently? Give you this time to. They ain't blowing it up now, but they're gonna be late in a minute. The time zone will be having everybody messed up. Anything you want to promote right now that you're working on, as far as the project? Any tours? Any shows coming up that we can look forward to?
Well, I supposed to be getting a little something in Germany.
Oh my goodness.
Damn.
I know. Yo, that's
so
crazy.
I'm excited about that.
Yeah, heck yeah. Do you have a passport already?
Say what now?
Do you already have your passport?
It's in the making right now.
Dope. 1 minute
we gotta
on
see
the
our Poco Don. We got to see our Poco Don passport picture. I want it to be like the picture on his Twitter. That should be the passport picture right there. They know an original's coming to town.
Man,
a passport picture, ain't it?
Man, that's incredible. One moment you on the porch, next minute you getting the passport, getting here, going here and there, and it's real, and I just can't imagine how fast it must be coming for you. And you know, like you said, prayer is real, and I do believe it. And I knew from when I first seen that video, I went crazy. I was like, hold up, we got to find this dude. And found it. Yeah, so I'm just so glad.
You said New Zealand. Number one in New Zealand. I remember going to a seminar
and they a lawyer seminar, and they said something about how New Zealand has this music, this system of how they sell their music through cable or something like that, where they're trying to get the United States to adapt to it. It's something that they got over there that's real dope for artists. And I meant to research that, man. And I'm now that he says he's number one in New Zealand, it could be a direct correlation of how those YouTube videos and viral stuff and people are able to, like, buy that and listen to that through that system. I got to research that a little bit more. But as soon as he said New Zealand, I was like, wow, I just heard something about how they got some type of dope system over there, how they give their music out and sell their music that they trying to get the labels to adapt to, but the labels ain't feeling it.
That sounds all kind of confusing. I wonder what they doing over there.
Yeah,
that's probably why.
It's something next. It's something next level, but it was one of Kanye's media consultants that was at this FAMU Law Symposium talking about it. So it was some heavy hitters in there, man. He was speaking on that. I just thought it was weird that New Zealand had it.
It's incredible to be number one over there and not to be on any type of label. And I do have somebody on the line now, Poco, and I know you thought she was about to go, but let me see. What was that? Yeah, everybody.
Hold on. My mom is getting on me right now. Hold on.
That's so cool, man. This dude is dope. And I love this dude because he's so humble and so real. And that real word comes few far in between. Whether people, I know people like to throw it out there every now and then, but real talk, this is a real dude right here. And I knew.
That's all they do is throw it out there.
Yeah, they throw it out there, but their actions don't embody such traits. So you know how to throw that word. Had to throw a little English word in there, but this is a real dude.
I don't think we ever going to hear my mama's getting on me from another artist. Because that's how real that dude is.
That's a real dude.
That's the shit I
that's
like.
Family.
Yo, listen, your mother's in the house and she wants something. You know she's going to get
on
me no matter if you're on an interview or not.
Exactly.
Or I'm back.
Alrighty, let me bring this call by just in a second. Hopefully they do have a question or comment. This is area code 912. Not sure if they do or not. 912, did you have a question or comment? Loud Poco Don. Area code 912, you just check listening in, or did you have a question or comment for Loud Poco Don?
I'm just listening. I'm so sorry.
Okay, that sounds familiar. But I'll put you back on hold. I know that voice anywhere. My tweets are blowing up right now about Al Poco being online. You guys are so late with it. Shout out to everybody tweeting at Al Poco and hitting the G14 Radio Twitter. Please make sure you follow him at Al Poco Don, ALPOKODON. Shout out to Destiny Underwood. She's showing some love to Al Poco Don, as well as a couple other people. You guys can call and speak to him. He's a really cool, nice guy. 760-913-4119. Anything, Al Poco, that you want to share with everyone while we have you on as far as current projects? I know you said you might be touring in Germany or doing a couple shows in Germany. Any projects out right now that we need to look forward to other than the Soul EP?
I'm working on another album.
Oh wow!
Really, and trying to get these shows up.
I know that's right, and get the show money up. So, how is? I mean, this next album, are you looking to do production, or will it be something like the Soul EP?
All I can tell you is gonna be real.
I know that's right. Yo, I'm sold. I'm there. I'm buying it. I'm good. That's what's up. Shit. I'm good. Going anything further?
You know, we definitely got them on the links to Twitters. We following them on Facebook. So anything you do, we going to be able to know about it. We're going to cop it. We're going to drop it. We're going to support it. So keep doing your thing, homie, and we appreciate you coming in tonight and you know, just know you got some fans over here, man, that's looking forward to hearing your voice out there, bro.
I appreciate you, man.
Absolutely. Well, we definitely...
I need all the support I can get right now.
Man, you got it. You have it. Anything. Please tweet us, DM, whatever. When you get ready to drop a project or have your team email it, and we'll make sure that we get that out to the people because it needs to be out there. You're very gifted. Not just talented, you're very gifted, and it's real, and it's important that people get to know when you have something going on so that we can hop aboard and support it. And support, we do mean purchase the project, purchase a ticket to the show or whatever you have going on. So do let us know how we can help you, and we will be more than happy
purchase
to.
Purchase power, people. Purchase power, people. We got that. Black people got that. Stop abusing that shit.
Yeah. Say that again because you're breaking up a little bit.
Now, I was just saying, purchase power. Black people, we got that. If we stop buying shit, a lot of shit will get shut down. The shit we need to buy, let's put the money up. It ain't that much, you know what I'm saying? Niggas want some $300 T-shirts, pull out $9.99, support something, you know what I mean? Support something real, so,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, for real. It's
time we understand the power, for real.
Yeah, this is a real dude.
I agree with that.
That's right. Anything else you want to say to your fans? You gave some great advice. Hopefully everyone that's called and sitting here chilling, listening, doesn't have a question or comment, but hopefully they're soaking all this in. And just know that you do, again, it's, you know, you have a massive fan base for the right reasons, and that's what's incredible about you and your gifts and what you're bringing to the forefront. So I'll be looking forward to hearing the Sam Cooke remix and the track with you and Shirley Caesar and the gospel albums. I mean, I'm all inspired. And I'm excited about what you have going on. Anything you want to say to your fans?
Man, y'all keep y'all head up. Remember, Dada, love you. Thank you for all your support. And I want to thank you, too. The radio station, man. Y'all, hey, I love doing interviews, you know?
Yes.
And, hey, I really appreciate y'all pulling me on your show. You know what I'm saying? Representing.
Already.
We appreciate it too. We appreciate you too, my brother. Now it's time for you to go make sure your mom might make sure you get her what she needs, bro.
Man, already. I'm gonna get with your team, Poco, and see if they'll let you ask you to do a drop for the show. Well, I could ask you, but I know you're very busy, but we'd love to have a drop from you on the show so we can play that when we play your music or just when we're doing our thing here. So looking forward to hopefully, you know, maybe getting a drop from you.
Okay.
Yes. So excited. So everybody there, you had a Global 14 Radio to Cut. Special guest, Al Poco Don. And I know y'all going to be hitting me up like crazy. You're blowing me up right now. We appreciate your support. Please go and support Al Poco Don, the Soul EP. He's already on the Billboard charts, unsigned, indie, no distribution, shows in number one in New Zealand. Number one in New Zealand. First out
headed to Germany.
Yes.
Are y'all playing over here in the United States? The man already headed to Germany.
Yes, and Greenville, South Carolina.
Y'all get it.
Yeah. Greenville in the house.
Okay.
Greenville, and South Click in the
okay.
house.
Okay. 864, holding it down all day. And we're going to drop, I'm going to let Al Poco Don go and get back to hard work and whatever else he wants to get back to. And we're going to play Street Life. I already played it. I'm sorry, y'all. We're going to play one of his tracks on the way out, and then we'll come back with some news. But again, follow the Twitter at Al Poco Don and follow us at G14 Radio at Global 14. That's your main Dupree social networking site. And you can catch his posts on that site as well. So thank you so much again, Al Poco, and we look forward to everything you have coming up.
Okay. I appreciate y'all, man.
All
thank
good.
You so
peace,
much.
Brother.
Hey.
We still here?
Y'all do this every night?
We do this, well, we can. Do we need to do a special Al Poco Don night? Because we can do that.
I love it if you did it.
Okay, we can. Would you like to, when do you want to come back? It's all good.
I don't know.
Okay, let me know when you want to come back. We'll set it up.
Man, I want to come back tomorrow.
You want to come back tomorrow? Do you really?
Yeah,
look at me getting all emotional.
I love doing this, man.
Oh, I love this. I'm sorry. I get all sentimental with it. Y'all don't understand. I be feeling this is special. I do. I'm sorry. I'm doing the most. We can definitely have you back tomorrow. This is so special.
Man,
do y'all hear that?
Open invitation, bro.
Oh, my God. This is so sweet.
Bro.
Because we usually just do it Wednesday nights, but we would love to do it Thursday, Al Poco Thursday. That would be so dope to do that tomorrow. I would love to do it. Do you want? Can we do that? Do y'all want to set that up? We can set that up.
Please.
Okay.
Do.
Okay, let's do that then, and then let your fans know, and they can call in because I got some. I'm telling you, I got some people on here, and they tweeted me, and I know your Twitter got to be blowing up because mine is, but they shy, so we gonna break them out of that.
Man,
but
my Twitter is be going ham. But,
I know.
You know I love my fans so much. I love to hear what they got to say.
I know. Man, you got a lot of people riding for you for real. And it's like I said, it's real. It's real love and support, like just genuine support. So you got to, anytime that you get that, that's just amazing. And like I said, you know, we definitely would have you back. We'll get with you and confirm something up. And I'm going to play this song to God in my life. And let you do your thing.
Hey,
this is my love. This is my love. Something wrong with how I'm living. Lord, I don't know why. Please, if I'm wrong, Lord, forgive me. And this is my life. What the fuck you worried about it? I ain't worried about it. What the fuck y'all worried about it? I'm living. My death is what a cash is. This is like a play, gotta be played to the last end. Matter of fact, survival is my forte. The name of the game is aggression. Fuck what the world say. My life is real. Can't look, I gotta die 9 times to live. Lord, please forgive my fucking team with girls. Blowing purple, taking trips to the end of the world. Lord, have mercy on my soul. I roll with an army brewing. Purple blood so fat, they thought I was smoking morning. Now, I love you to death. Daughter's a pit bull. Riding around, serving straight raw like a skit bull. I'm a hustler, and I leave you all dead. Mr. Clean Street, cleaner than Mr. Clean Baldhead. And I'm all red blooded than the motherfucker. I'm married to the game, so I know the streets love me. Lord, when you judge, I know my jail is hell. Going down to Satan with my blow, drove with scales. Me and Satan got still. I'ma blow the drove with my tug, homie. We don't need no lighter, we in hell, homie. Pull on it. Life. It's something wrong with how I'm living. Lord, I don't know why. Please, if I'm running, Lord, forgive me. Talk to me, Lord. Check this out right here. Our Father who art in heaven, please save me, son. Bless me, Father, for I thank you. I ain't trying to burn. So you give your soul to me. You will have eternal life. No more word about the struggle. You will finally see the light. Lord, I prayed every day, but the pain don't end. Prayed before I went to court and wind up in the pen. My beloved child, faith is how the blessings come in. You got to believe in your heart. I sent my son to die for your sin. I don't know. I don't get it, Lord, talk to me. How can I have faith in something I just can't see? This is small example, son. Listen very closely. You can't see oxygen, but you believe you can breathe. Help me, God. See my situation I'm facing. Got me encased in prison, and hell is where you gonna place me. I give you blessing and lesson. Take my message for granted. Disrespecting my essence. I can't have you in heaven. Lord, you say you forgive for everything, and I know you don't lie. You forget it while we still go together, we die. That's a good reminder, because I do forgive for everything. But if you keep doing the same, then I'm forgiving in vain. My life, I know I'm doing dirt, love. Only got a couple bricks, forgive me while I get them off. Forgive you for the hair run. Forgive you for that murder charge. I'm the one that made you, son. I knew you'd be a dope boy. I'm here, man. I want to thank you one more time. I had to give you a piece of my mind. If I'm wrong, Lord, forgive me.
Lady, welcome back to Global 14, Ready to Cut. You'll hear me get a little emotional and all that towards the end of the interview, because he said he wanted to come back, and that's a special thing when people have a nice little time and they want to come back, you know, because he can go to you there, right? Because I'm just doing this.
Yeah, yeah.
Going in. Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't welcome you back.
Here.
I just went in. But no, like, it's just a special thing because, like, even if he liked doing interviews or whatever, that doesn't mean that he liked the particular show. You know what I mean? He still got to like the people that's doing it or whatever they got going on. So, yes, I'm happy. Yes, I'm excited. And that's what it is. He wants to come back, and we're going to do a special. Yeah, we're going to set something special for him so we can have time, because that was like a surprise. That wasn't really planned. So that's going to be dope. We can actually plan it, promote it, and that's be what it is. My Twitter going ham, his Twitter going ham, and shout out to everybody that's retweeting and tweeting and listening in and liking on Facebook and sharing on Facebook. It's really dope. And if you missed it, don't worry, because when this episode ends, you can go back and play it again. And also, for the first time, if you're tuning in for the first time, G14 Ready to Cut is via global14.com. That's Jermaine Dupri's social networking site. So head over there, too. Get familiar. What's next, Nomi? News or SEAs? How you doing? News?
Let's talk about the news. A few things happening. I'm pretty excited to hear about the SEA, though. I was down and out. I know you went down there and held it down out in Nashville. So I'm excited to hear what went down out there, man, and anything you came across out there that you really wanted to touch on or speak about.
I will. I'm sorry, people are texting or whatever, saying they was on and listening. Thank you, Poncho. I'm glad that you was on the line. I appreciate your support, everybody. A couple of the K-Town, Texas people holding it down. Homegirl Erica as well from Georgia. So appreciate you guys. And Destiny and Hotbox 254, thank you. Had to get some quick shout-outs in, sorry. As far as the Southern Entertainment Awards, it did take place this past weekend in Nashville, Tennessee. It was a nice experience. My first time going, for those of you who aren't familiar with Southern Entertainment Awards, it's pretty much what it is, Southern Entertainment Awards. Underground and also some mainstream as well. A couple of people that came through was someone by the name of Miami Mike. He's actually president of SOD Money Gang, that Soulja Boy in them. Boys was shining. I did a few Instagram and showed everybody kind of how everybody's rolling. Don Tripp was out that way. Also, who else was there? Don Tripp, Drumma Boy was out there. DJ Mill Ticket, Core DJ Skino, and who else? It was a lot of people. Mazay Entertainment was out there. And it was just a lot of people. Sony Records was out there. Who else? It was a lot of people. And what I wanted to say, though, and touch on was the fact that if you're an artist, you really have to, if you take your project serious, if you take whatever you're doing serious, you really have to find a way to touch down to some of these type of events, because not only was it a great opportunity to network, I ran into a lot of groups, and I actually took I took a lot of CDs, but there were three groups in particular where their song and their performance alone is going to get them, you know, an opportunity for us to go ahead and put that in the queue on the show, because we were right there. Well, I was right there to see and review it live and the reaction. So they're already going to be in the queue. So those that weren't there, they missed that opportunity of the A&R feedback or the live review, which is what we like to do before we put it in rotation. We don't charge. We don't do any of that. So you never know who's listening, who's on the phone, and who's on the air. We are going to have Gemma Boy come on the show. We're going to have a lot of people come on the show and interview. There was a girl in particular. She won the showcase for the unsigned artist that Friday night. And so her incentive was she gets to have an interview on the show. So, again, you miss opportunities when you don't touch down to places. You never know who's going to be there and what's going to happen. A lot came
up. You got to get out there.
You do. You really do.
Out there.
And there was DJs there that basically, you know, you have the DJ coalitions. If you're not familiar with that, go to Google real quick because it's not a DJ lesson tonight. So we're going to have the core DJs come on prior to the core DJ conference and let you guys know why you should be there and what it's all about. And if you're not familiar with the core DJs, they're a huge affiliation. There's several of them. And actually, their conference is coming up next month in April, Core DJs Conference in Vegas, and then you have the DJs United is coming up as well, and then it's just several of them. So you guys gotta,
you gotta make it. What did we say last week on the show? That this is the time for all the seminars, the conferences.
Yeah, it is.
They're gonna be coming all the time. Shout out Tony Neal. I've been in a few Core DJs joints. They always go down lovely. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I want to touch down to that DJ United joint. I would really like to see what's going on in the mind of a DJ now.
Exactly.
Because it has changed. It has changed. Like, you know, the definition, I think, is a little bit, the lines are blurred now. So you need to get out there and see which DJs are actually doing what. There's some show DJs, mixtape DJs, then there's DJs that are breaking records, actively looking for records to break.
No,
and
they
for
were.
The
and
artists,
that's what
the
sad
are the
part
ones
was.
You want to talk to.
Exactly. That was the sad part. There were times where people were, they were openly willing, they were having breakfasts, and you could go and sit down and network with people and didn't even know, okay, this is the guy this is Joey Badass manager out of New York. Like, you really need to know what's going on and touch down these places and network with people. You never know who they are. Like I said, Mazay Entertainment, she was there. Like, you never know the opportunities that may come available. There's a lot of people. I can hardly name drop because I don't have the program in front of me. I don't have nothing ready to go. But the point is that this is a networking opportunity, if nothing else, and a chance for you to, like, the showcase, I'm going to tell you, man, I'm telling you, y'all should have been there, and you should have performed, and you probably would have won. You know, it was a lot, there was a lot of talent, but then there was a lot of areas from improve, you know, where people could have improved as well. That's all I'm going to say. So for those who just know they got it in the bag, you should have been there then to sweep it and go hard and go home or whatever. And like I said, there were people there. Like, you just never know the situation. It doesn't have to be a deal on the table. I don't know why people go to these things and think I'm walking away with a record deal. First of all, if you knew the business and how it's working right now, you might not want to walk away with a record deal. So you really need to educate yourself and know what you're getting into.
If you're just getting discovered off of a showcase.
Yeah.
You got no leverage. You ain't going to have
you ain't getting. Trust me. You ain't got no fan. Your fan base, when they don't know what you're dealing with. You're not going to get the best of the best. So, not to discourage, but I'm just saying. Like I said, Al Poco Don, he was up for discussion, and he wasn't even there because his fan base is so crazy. I mentioned his name one time, and it just was like, oh, yeah, we trying to get this dude. This is New York cats all over this dude. And notice I said cats. I got it to New York mode.
Ah, nice.
I said the word. That's crazy.
Nice.
But no, look, all these New York dudes are all over. He doesn't even know. You know what I'm saying? He's doing his thing in South Carolina. It's a bidding war going on over him.
Yep.
And he didn't do 50 million mixtapes. So come on now. And then, like I said last time, you all wasted your money at South by Southwest because you handed all them CDs out and it was on the ground. So must be smart. Now, this was an event where your CDs was welcomed, and you didn't even come. So, come on. You got it backwards. You feel me? You're doing things backwards, and you're not being effective with your budget, with your investments, and with your time. So, either going to be serious or you're not going to be serious.
I hope strategizing out there, man. Strategy is key.
Yeah, come on. It's nothing.
Strategizing is key. Everybody
it's the little thing.
When they're seriously going after a goal, they want to execute a plan.
you have to have a strategy.
And I tell you,
you don't
what,
want to
I
be
was...
moving backwards, like Honest said. No moonwalking. This is the time when moonwalking ain't cool.
Okay.
Moonwalking is cool when you're imitating Michael Jackson. Moonwalking ain't cool when you're trying to get out there, build the business, and make money. No going backwards. No sliding backwards. You know what I'm saying? It's real out there. The shots is out there. They're ready to tear your head off. So you need to know what's going on. So like she said, you go out there performing, and then somebody offer you a deal, you might as well go grab some Vaseline, rub it across your buttocks.
Oh, my gosh.
And bend over. You got to give it to them real sometimes. Bend over, and you're about to get it.
God.
I'm telling you. Don't ever let nobody be like, oh, my God, I just discovered you. You're the greatest thing in the world. Sign here. Okay.
Exactly. You just got to be, I mean, not on the spot. It's going to be some more. They got to look into other things and all of that. So you definitely need to just know. But don't go into this looking for a deal. You go into this, and if you can leave with one or two networks, legitimate networks, whether it's an online radio station or an online magazine company, it's still a network that you didn't have prior to. And you build and you work with that person. I had people buy me drink. I don't drink, right? But they was buying me sodas and stuff just because they wanted to build up the repertoire. It was two people that did that, and I was like, dang, they really want to get their song played. It's all, you know.
Damn,
and they
right.
already was... Yeah, and they already
buying
was in the door with the song. Yeah, they was
like,
can I buy you a drink?
You want an orange
Look.
Crush?
But they was like, can I have a moment of your time? Can I ask that? Well, you know, I'm really busy. You know, just very professional. Went and found a manager and everything. He came through. You know, we just now starting this. Showed me stuff they was doing. I said, okay, well, you know, I'm not an executive. You know how to get a little speech about what I do, what I don't do, and what I can do, and what I can commit to, which was, again, Wednesday nights. And so I've been seeing these dudes promote, RT, retweet. And I'm just meeting these dudes, not to mention Drummer Boy and CEO Miami Mike and Killer J from SOD Money Gang and Mel Ticket. They've been retweeting. And Core DJs, they've been retweeting me. And they don't even have, they already where they need to be to a certain, you know, however they got, whatever they got going on. So it's a shame that industry peeps is supporting and retweeting and regular folks ain't trying to do it. Like, really?
It's yeah, and you know
ways.
That they'll get it. They'll get it because
and
you know what happens is
I'm done now.
You people always, it's just like artists though. If you're in a neighborhood and you're an artist and you start doing your thing, people start coming out the woodworks.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really only the people that know what it takes that actually understand what you're going through.
Exactly.
So they'll be more apt to help you out other
exactly.
than people that you think should support you because. They're going to do the bandwagon thing. They're going to jump
exactly.
on the shit when it's hot. You
when
feel
it's
what I'm saying?
Something. And my thing is, I don't, everybody that knows me knows, I don't care about that. Like, I could do it and do what I need to do, and I'm going to move efficiently and effectively with whatever I got going on. However, do not come to me in my inbox or in my DM asking me to do anything and you haven't even listened to the show or you haven't even taken the time to like or comment or tweet or retweet. It's the simplest things. It costs things that are free of charge. You want that hoe all day and ain't even, you know, you want me to take 2 hours out of my data to critique
you. Let me
like,
tell
really?
You something that's
Y'all
crazy
not,
about
they said I'm
Twitter.
Too nice. The exec peeps sound too nice, though.
Nah, you know, nice. What? This is the thing about Twitter. And, you know, I got somebody told me my Twitter ethics was the
Your
best
Twitter
good friend of mine. Because if you don't at me, I don't know what's going on Twitter. I don't scroll down Twitter, so I'll never see what people are saying until I'm involved in the conversation with an at. I'm like that on Facebook, too.
Mm-hmm.
So when I do go on Twitter and I'm posting something, if I catch little things there, I'll do it, and I'll say, oh, I like what he said. I'll retweet. I like what he said, retweet. But when I do want to, say, meet somebody or build with somebody or network
That's
with somebody
That's what I'm saying.
Twitter,
I'm going to be engaged
to
what they got going on.
I will go to them and speak to them.
Exactly.
So dude, you got to have the right etiquette and the right ethic. You know what
I'm
saying?
That's what
I'm saying. You can't just pile links in Onyx box, pile links in my box.
Let me tell you what my inbox
you know,
is
just say, hey,
horrible
got music,
right
got
now.
Music. I see you work with somewhere music. Hey, check my
yeah,
music.
Yeah, and you don't even
it,
know
it
what's
don't
going
really
on.
Work like that.
I don't work for Social Death. And if one more person throw me these stuff and tell me that JD needs to sign them today because they got the next kid, crisscross of Bow Wow, I'm going to just go crazy. Like, it's it pull my braids out. Like, I'm just like, really? Like, I don't, first of all, you don't even know what's going on. Second of all, if you think that, then hit, let him know that. Like, that has nothing to do with me. Whatever he wants to sign and whoever he wants to sign, that's up to him. Like, if you guys, if they would listen to the show and take the time to get to know what it is that we do, then they would see,
right.
Okay, this is how I need to do this. Okay, they got a mixtape coming out. Okay, I want to get on that. Maybe, okay, JD doing this. Okay, now I'll do that. Like, you just want to get signed. You don't even know what's going on. So that's one of the most
and
frustrating
parts. And
that
get signed is so old.
It's
that,
so old
those
to me.
Those two
like,
words are so
get
old.
Signed,
like, yeah,
I
want to get signed. Let me tell you something. Getting signed.
Or get a manager or get this.
Yeah, it means something. Listen to the two words. Get signed.
Yeah.
Getting signed doesn't mean getting money. You see
Thank
what I'm saying?
You.
So stop saying get signed. You can sign anything.
That's
and
what I'm
not
saying. And be sitting on the bench
you
and be a write off all day. So
a tax write off. That easy. Relationships are huge in this game. Yeah, let me shout out three people real quick. I'm gonna shout out my man Doc Ock, Octavius
mm-hmm.
Crouch. From Universal. I'm going to shout out Sean Price, big time fan of Sean Price,
mm-hmm.
from the boot camp click days, Helter Skelter, you know, Sean Price, he goes by now. And I'm going to shout out Bobby Capri.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby Capri is a rapper from Virginia. I built a relationship with Doc, I call him Doc Ock. His name is Octavius Crouch. I built a relationship with him, just kicking it, talking over the phone. Introduced some people to him that, you know, paid him for his services and helping them out. Different things like that where you just, hey, there might be a guy that's interested in doing this and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, well, I know y'all got the fire beats. I need some of those. Not pressing each other about, hey, let's do this, hey, let's do that. He already had his job at Universal doing his damn thing. He knew
mm-hmm.
he was out here doing things. Yesterday, a record dropped. Just by the relationship continuing on as
mm-hmm.
cool people. You feel what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? Bobby Capri and Sean Price dropped a record over our joint, and it's called Tunnel Vision. And it's his single. It's
mm-hmm.
Bobby Capri's single. We thought that was so dope. And let me tell you how dope it was, because this record has been bought and paid for months ago. I'm talking
mm-hmm.
about months ago, too. They did everything you want somebody to do. Hey, send over the paperwork. We send over the money, wire it to the account. Hey, we appreciate it. We're looking for more stuff. Just a beautiful thing. It
mm-hmm.
doesn't happen a lot. You feel what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? And when it
no,
does,
I
you
see.
Feel good about it. So
mm-hmm.
I wanted to shout them cash out, man. The record dropped yesterday. It's all over the blog. Hip Hop
mm-hmm.
DX, Nah Right, Two Dope
mm-hmm.
Boys. Everybody got it rocking. Salute to all y'all blogs, Tunnel Vision, J Mac the producer, Golden
mm-hmm.
Fleece, Fourth Quarter Entertainment, Bobby Franchise.
Mm-hmm.
You move up when you go out there and network with people. And shit don't have to happen right away.
It doesn't.
But it's going to happen if you do it the right way. So
Absolutely.
Get your ass out there and do it the right way.
Do it the right
Stop
way.
Stop spamming
and then...
us with that craziness. You can't
yeah,
do that.
Especially.
If I would have spammed Ock, he probably would have never used any of our shit.
Not, okay, and then also just talking about relationships and networking, you know, Nikki Rich, the on-air personality, she's such a nice lady. Met her at South by Southwest when I was down there, networked, got up together. We did an interview yesterday. I did an interview with her talking about my music and things I had coming up as far as the projects. Definitely, of course, mentioned the show and happened to be Cash Money Turk was on the line as well as Harper, he was on the phone as well. He's actually, Lane Harper, he's actually BET Music Matters. You know they do the tour. He's going to be doing that as well as Turk had a video drop on One Star Hip Hop, and I'm going to be with him in 2 weeks at a show. So it's just little things like that. You have to network and build, and everything comes full circle, and you can connect those dots and go from there. But trying to jump the bandwagon and hop on teams and
climb
on different
that.
Clicks at a time, that's not how we do it, and that's not how you rock. And people in the street, they can see straight through that, and they don't even they bypass right by you. They don't or they use you for the money.
Did Turk go to cash money?
I can't say it. I can't say
what?
It, but I said I can't say that. I can't say for sure.
Oh, I thought
going.
You said Cash Money Turk, and I was like, oh. Okay.
No, it is him. It is Cash Money Turk. Yeah, I thought you said that he signed back with Cash Money.
Oh, right.
No,
yeah.
It was him.
Well, that's, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm forgetting that you know you called him Cash Money Turk because he was the original hot boy.
Yeah, he was. He was.
Yeah, so
he was. And it was really dope to hear. I mean, he was a teenager last I heard of him. So, you know, when I really was engaged in what he had going on as far as music. So it was really cool to connect with him. And shout out to him as well for showing me so much love on Twitter. It was really nice of him. And as well as Lane Harper, who is, again, BT Music Matters and his credentials. And he talked about how he's been doing that for a minute. So it's just really, it's just a timing, budget, investments, and having the right team. I'm not feeling people hopping on the team after the fact. There's a lot of people that see me doing things within my city prior to getting to certain levels or meeting a couple of executives. And I really hate when I couldn't get the support then, but now it's overly support. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You just kind of feel
mm-hmm.
some type of way. So it's just like, you know, if you're going to support people, then do it and do it. And don't be fake about it and don't wait till you think it may benefit you. Just network with people. You never know. Just like I never knew when I said I would do the show with her that she would be having these guests on. And now I have an opportunity with him 2 weeks later. You know what I'm saying? So it's just, you never know.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
It's just the littlest thing.
Black people,
you know?
Get out of that. Get out of that mold of thinking to where you always need something from somebody.
Yeah.
You
or
have
you
to
what's
be self-sufficient,
you.
But you also have to have a caring
It has
element.
To be a balance. That's really what it
you
comes down
to,
a
balance. You can't be an asshole but then want some shit. You feel what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, real talk.
There's people out there that have to understand that you listen to the Drake song and you sing it all the time. It started from the bottom.
Started
now
from the bottom.
You never realize the bottom. You don't want to mess with nobody when they at the bottom. And that's where you lose. You
mm-hmm.
lose because you sitting up here thinking, yo, you know what? Onyx is doing her thing. Golden Fleece, yo, he's doing his thing. Let me holler at him right quick. No. If
yeah.
I wasn't on your mind when I was at the bottom, you feel what I'm
yeah.
saying? Then when I'm here, you could call, but you should have
yeah, but don't,
something
don't
that
attack.
I'm going to be able to use where
exactly.
I can help you and you can help me. If it's all
exactly.
about you calling me and you need help, you might not want to pick that phone up and call me because
exactly.
I might be like, oh, you. I remember when you didn't do shit for us.
Mm-hmm.
It's a way
that you have to, it's nothing, nobody's saying that you can't touch down, you know, things happen, you may have fell off for a couple of years and took a break and then you happen to jump back in and then, hey, an old network happens to be, you know, doing something and, you know, you have an opportunity to network or whatever, further venture and have a business opportunity. However, you can't just attack somebody and say, I need this, I need, wait a minute, need,
right,
y'all need
see,
to get
you
that word.
People.
That
you know
need
those people.
Word
you know the
I'm not
people that are actually
that.
Trying to do business. You know,
yeah,
that,
you, gotta,
you know the people that are actually trying to do a give and take. Everybody
yeah.
understands what a give and take is.
Yeah.
And then you know the people that are just trying to take. So,
exactly.
You know, don't confuse the words. And everybody with any type of common sense knows that
yeah.
you have a phone conversation and somebody's like, give me, I need, I see you
exactly.
doing this, I see you doing that, I need, you're going to realize that, okay, this is a one-way conversation.
Exactly, it's
this
a one-sided
isn't trying
support.
To give anything, this is one-sided.
Exactly.
But if you call and you have opportunities, and it's a two-sided thing where we can help you, you can help us, even if you can't help me, you know what I'm saying, I can help you, I still will, I do it all the time. But
me
at the
too,
same
yeah.
time, there's certain people you're going to do that for. You're not going to do that for somebody that you know that are trying to use you. You feel
yeah,
me?
Yeah, exactly.
And a lot
and
of
I know
people
the difference.
Come off
I went
in
on
industry.
That this week.
They don't care.
I went
and
in on
I'm
that this week.
You, people start not caring about other people. And you
no,
got to care
getting,
a little
getting,
bit about somebody.
I almost shut down this whole, I mean, I will shut down quickly. If I even sense that I would just shut down and not have anything to say because it's getting that bad. Like, I even went... I happen to be, Slim Thug is one of my favorite rappers from Texas, and his page is all about it. I said, wow, people is really out in the crowd these days out here on something else, because his whole little timeline was about women, people using him, things like that. I was like, dang, this is getting crazy out here. So it's just a sad situation.
You know, you got to network
and build with people.
People are starting to realize how thin the money is within your entertainment industry. When people start really realizing where the money comes from and how it's spread around, it starts to get real thin. And people have to understand that they spend their time to try to go get a check. So once everybody is pulling you each way, east, west, north, south, just trying to grab you and use you, but nothing ends up coming out of it, people start getting bitter. People start saying, you know what, I'm tired of doing this tango with all of these people because it's not ending up beneficial to me. And that's usually when you hear the rants of, yeah, I'm sick of people talking to me like this. I'm sick of people calling my phone, because you start to realize, you really don't got time for a lot of this stuff. People will waste your time and scuff your knees until they can't no more.
This industry is so cutthroat.
And when you realize that they've been doing that to you, you get upset,
You do. And the industry is so cutthroat. And the thing about me that I hate the most is that we provide a platform to network. If people would just simply call in, we can say, oh, well, this is whether they're, it's just, it's the littlest things. But don't.
They could talk to the guests
themselves.
They
be shy with it.
We introduce them, let them speak.
Niggas be having pride. Because I'm telling you what, they be in the inbox, Hezzy. You feel me? They be in the inbox. They be in the DMs. Now, oh, I listened to this, but I wanted to. Why are you trying to be, like, on some secret shit? Like, just go ahead and just say it. Like, it's like they have some type of pride. They don't want people to know they did get the information from us. They don't want people to know they did reach out. Like, I don't understand that. Have no fear, but don't spam at the same time. Again, that balance. Have a balance. And that just lets me know people ain't ready for the industry. But if you touch down to the Southern Entertainment Awards Conference, if you touch down to Core DJs, DJs United, and South by Southwest, and learn. Stop just always, I want to perform. Okay, that's fine, but learn something. Go to the panels. I didn't see a lot of niggas inside the panel area.
Never happened.
When the people came in. That's when the celebs came in, and they didn't even know they was in there, and they were willing to network and listen to the records and listen to questions. All of that could happen right there, but they weren't willing to pay the $25 seminar fee, but they were willing to pay $2,000 to get mixtapes and suppressed up and duplicated.
Get
that ain't nobody going to listen to.
Run around with three other homeboys grabbing their dicks and shaking their dreads. And listen, I'm going to tell you right now, man, it feels good. It feels like you've accomplished something when you get on that stage and you perform. But guess what? You go home, you get back in your bed, and you're still the same nigga you was when you performed on that stage. But nobody could ever say you didn't gain education. Knowledge is everything with this shit. If I walked in somewhere, you can't promise me a deal, but I can promise myself to learn something. You know what I'm saying? And if me learning something helps me on my journey to try to get that deal, that's a win-win for me.
Exactly.
So all y'all that skip the panels and just want
to
perform and shit,
it's the wackest thing to me.
That's the worst move you can make right there. Because
they're not even there. The people don't even stay for the full performances. That's just an opportunity for you to get a little bit of shine, possibly catch the attention of people and gain a fan base or two. But I know this one thing, and I'm going to say this, and I'll get off of it, but just even little things. When I'm building and sitting right next to the A&R of Young Money, if you would have been there, and I would have known you, I would have introduced you to them. But you missed that chance to be introduced to these people in place who have a position. They may be looking for what you have to offer, but you weren't there. So you didn't get introduced, and your projects won't be introduced because you weren't there to do it. So that people can only do so much to help you as well. If you're not there to do the minimal, your part, I'm not promoting anybody for free. I'm not going to be anybody's manager. I'm doing stuff myself, so I'm not taking your CD and putting it in the hands of anybody, not passing their phone number along. Nobody, everybody knows you don't pass their phone numbers. You just don't do it. But that's how you do it. You at least touch down and don't look for it, but I'm real about it, and if I know you, I'm going to introduce you. It's nothing. But you wouldn't even take the time to show up. So it's just the littlest things. Like, you never know. Shout out to DJ The Sick One out of Central Texas and DJ Couture. She won Female DJ of the Year. And I was pretty much chilling with them that whole weekend. That's pretty much what it was. Well, I was with them whenever, you know. I don't have to go into detail, but the point is I was kicking it with them. And he was out there, and he says as many times as he's been out there, he learns something and leaves every time. And, like, he was saluted during the whole entire thing because of the affiliation he has with Jump Squad DJs. DJ Lomax was out there, and they gave him the 50 Cent new headphones because he's actually a part of that whole branding of 50 Cent's new headgear. So I believe it's SMS or something like that. So
yeah,
he had
a brand SMS new, audio.
Yeah, he had a brand new, they presented him with a brand new, you know, I don't know what the, I'm not going to get technical with it, but they presented him with a brand new headset, and I'm just like, that's dope. It's little things, his work ethic. And yeah, it was just headset, but it doesn't matter because that was an act of, you see what I'm saying? It was a token, it was a courtesy, it was letting people know, like, we see you grinding, we see you doing your thing. And even when the dude won, he had won, like, DJ of the Year or whatever, so he even had, you know, took that and said, this is for DJ The Sick One. You know, it's just, it was a nice time. It was a networking opportunity. You missed it, but it's not too late. You can, you know, plan now and try to attend more. And we're not getting anything for saying this. It's just kind of real-ish. It just is what it
is. Well, you know what? Sometimes we want to go on our rants because, and our rants
are
cool.
Yeah, and I didn't mean to get into
nobody.
A rant.
We're not yelling at nobody.
No, it's not.
You know, but we're human beings, too. You know, we're
yeah,
in the game.
I'm getting
you know what I'm saying? We've done things in the game. It's not like we where we want to be, but we are climbing that ladder. It's going fast, and you can, you know, Google the stuff that has been done. You know, the credits
exactly.
are there. Everything is there, so we know a little something, and I could tell you straight up and down that a lot of people, if they really knew what the industry was about,
they wouldn't even
want to
be in it.
They wouldn't even want to be in it. They wouldn't even want to be involved. And you can ask a lot of different people that are in the game. I'm talking about from your solid thug to your office clerks that's in the game. You know, it's very fluffy when you see it from the outside and you see how much it looks glamorous. And some of your favorite rappers, their money's coming from dope. It ain't coming from the music. You feel what I'm saying?
No,
and they make it look real good like they're shining from the music. They make it look real good, but it's not. It's somebody else's dope money. You feel what I'm saying? Niggas is not getting these big-ass checks from the game like you think. So when you go into the game, you want to make sure, damn, you know, how do I maximize getting paid off my music for real? If you really knew, you'd be like, for real?
Yeah,
damn, I thought he was that nigga.
It's actually
nice,
work that you have to
put
in.
Never see. That's that nigga. And he just gave that nigga $50,000 to stunt real quick. So he could launder his money. You feel what I'm saying? Like,
I mean,
don't
it's
get
just,
this confused. This shit is real out here. And I think a
I know,
lot of
I hate
y'all
to get
confused.
I hate they do. And I hate to do that. I hate when I have to. I really be trying. And on my page and on my networks, I try to drop little things here and there. But I don't. It doesn't. I don't know. I mean, all I can do is just do Wednesday nights. That's what this show is for.
They gotta be ready to listen,
that's all
yo.
I can do. Yeah, that's
pretty
all I can
soon
do.
You'll see it.
I'm
the more
it.
You get into it, you'll see it. And it's, the more you'll be like, oh shit, this is crazy.
Yeah, they
it's,
know. They,
it's
you
not
really
all fun and games.
They really have to know. And like I said, I mentioned the other day that this one artist, when you get that ego, and then the egos, you know, they will shut you down quickly. They do not like that shit. And I learned of this weekend of a couple of people that got shut down, and I felt so bad for them because they're so talented. And I'm not going to say the names, but And now that I'm looking, I'm like, dang, they did shut them down because I haven't seen this. I haven't heard the record. Like, they will shut you completely down. So, you know, that's another thing. Again, it's the relationships. And everybody knows everybody. You know, you want, I mean, be slick if you want to. I mean, and now you got your social screenshots and everything else going on, so you can be quickly exposed and shut down. So, but nobody, you know, if you want to play with your money, that's fine. Do your thing. But I'm not going to play with my investments and my career moves. And that's all I'm going to say about
that. And I'm going to tell them another thing real quick, too.
We keep
when
saying
you're going
one
to
more
these
thing.
Things, man. Yeah, we about to end for a minute, but let me get one last jab in now, boy. But
one
last
thing,
man.
Yeah.
Yo, yeah, right. They like, damn, this the first time I'm tuning in to this show. They going all for niggas, man. The hell with this? They crushing my dream. Nah,
I
it's
know.
Not like that.
No, it's
really
not.
We just trying to help you strategize, but sometimes, me and Honest is like, sister and brother, so we talk to each other, and we talk to two people like that.
Mm-hmm.
You glad you didn't run into us at the Waffle House in Atlanta. Cause,
oh,
shit,
my God.
We were about to turn that place upside down. But on some real shit,
crazy.
When you see these conferences and you see these seminars, research the people that are there.
Exactly.
Research the people on the program that are going to be there. Some
exactly.
of these people you're talking to can't do a damn thing for your
exactly.
career. They're just there because they've been going to create a relationship with somebody, and boom, you over
mm-hmm.
there trying to bug somebody that don't need to be bugged, and
mm-hmm.
then that's when they turn around and say, man, get the hell out of my face with your shit, because they really ain't even supposed to be talked to like you're trying
mm-hmm.
to talk to them. So
it's the press. It's somebody
people.
Representing press. You know, they ain't even got nothing to do with nothing. And you
exactly.
all in their face, and they don't even handle the A&R and the music portion. They there
right.
for something totally different. They there to do a write-up. And they ain't got nothing to do with music, have no knowledge with it whatsoever. So that was definitely a key point to bring up. And, again, just build
I've
with
seen
people.
It happen.
Stop
seen
attacking
people bothering
everybody.
People that don't need to be bothered. And then by the time they finally get their attention, they're getting the worst listened to. Even if the person stands there and listens, they got a look on their face like, hurry the fuck up, shut
yeah.
up, and get out of my face. But they don't want to be that rude. And then you just wasted your little pitch on somebody that can't do nothing for you.
Exactly.
So know who you talk to. And even if you want to get to know somebody that you don't know, that's fine. But they have these programs and websites for a reason. So
exactly.
you know
so you can
who you're
gonna
see
on.
When you get there.
Exactly, and everybody's not Hollywood. A lot. Drummer Boy was so cool. I'm telling you, everybody loved and appreciated what he had to bring to the table as far as when he told his story. And I'm not gonna say it because you should have been there, but he told his story, and everybody was just like, "Man, this is a real dude. This is cool." And he was such a nice guy, and he really showed a lot of love and support to everybody, and he was open to a lot of things. And that was your opportunity to see what, you know, if any options were available. And I just hate that people don't think. I'm a person, you know, I had announced the other day, and this is off topic, but my mom, shout out to my mom, because she's a Zumba instructor now, and she's 50. And
oh,
I'm so proud.
Shit.
She's doing her thing. And I'm so happy for her because...
Shout out Mama Onyx. They got to be in shape to be a Zumba instructor.
My mom is doing her thing. I'm like, maybe I'll go ahead and do it now. Maybe I'll let her... Maybe I need to do the Zumba. Now that she... Because she always like, come on, do Zumba. I'm like, no, Mom, I'm not doing Zumba. But now I might do the Zumba because she's instructed. So I want to support her and be there to do, you know, do it with her. But the whole point
shout
of saying
out.
That is that if she is still on her grind and hustle... After degrees and kids and everything else, I don't understand a nigga not being on his. You know what I'm saying? So I don't like when people aren't ambitious, and I don't like that. And that's just one thing I can't rock with. If you're not ambitious and out there trying to get it and really trying, that makes me not want to care about what you got going on. And people can see that. And I feel like the reason that I'll just give a tidbit of my story that people – gravitate to what I do as far as executives and networks and different people. They will introduce me to people and stop everything and introduce me to certain people, but they feel like she's somebody that's really out here doing it and trying to do it the right way. You know, don't know everything,
right,
but knows enough and willing to learn,
right,
and willing to admit when she don't know. And that helps me, and that's excelled me in so many different levels. And, again, just be humble and honest about what you can do. Don't commit to nothing that you can't commit to. Don't front on people. Just, you know, just be a good person. Be real. It's not hard. Wake up and keep it moving. Don't try to stay home. Don't be on nothing else grimy. And that's just what it comes down to. And hopefully y'all can go back and listen to the other episodes. And our Poco Don will be back. We're going to set that up. I believe we're going to do it Friday. So if you missed him, don't worry. He's coming back. And he's a dope dude. And like he said, the toughest part is the business. You heard him say it. He said everything about it. He said all the paperwork, he doesn't like it. But it has to be done. So
it's very, very real. You can waste your time and you can waste a lot of money chasing this dream. So just try to minimize it. You know what I'm saying? Minimize the pitfalls. And it only takes studying, strategy. That's it. Just a little bit of your time to look up some shit on the internet. Read a story or two that somebody has that I know some people see the long paragraphs and be like, I'm not going to read that shit.
Which is the dumbest thing.
Sometimes
ever.
You might want to read that shit. Because it probably got some real insight that you need. But that was the G14 rant. Any new audience members listening, check it out. We was giving jewels. That's it, man.
That's it.
We get one rant a month.
We
used our rant, so you ain't gonna hear no more rants this month. But we get our one rant a month.
We
know what I'm saying?
We gonna get our one in a month.
Give us that.
And mine was well deserved and due because I had a rough little week and I had to go in a little bit. And I'm telling you,
yeah, she was hustling hard, man.
I've been on this roll for about 3 months straight. Really, almost ever since I got back from my collision accident and got well and all that, I've been moving. So you talking since like January, and I haven't sat still, and it's April now. And this is all with juggling the twins and other things going on and bills and the court and all of that. It's just a lot. So if I can do it, I'm not trying to hear anybody else say they're not doing it or can't do it or need help. No. Everything is there. We do this every Wednesday night. We commit 2-3 hours of the day, Wednesday night, giving it to you. There's no excuse. If nothing else, take the time to listen to this the next morning, that night, and learn something. So, again, the cut, Wednesday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific. This was The Rant with special guest, our Poco Don, and we are back Friday. We back
Friday. Didn't everybody enjoy it? Is this enjoyable, yo?
I don't know. I'm going to go back and listen.
This is the real deal, man.
I'm going to go back and listen.
Love it. Matter of fact, anybody got a rant, call us with your rant.
If we call us real talk, call us with your rant and let us know what frustrates you about the industry. And maybe we can provide insight or maybe we can rant with you. Like, it's okay. We can do that every now and then. And then also,
did you see the tweet we just got, yo? Did you see the tweet? Nah, man, we ain't mean to do that. They said, oh, man, Jazzy said they just made her feel real bad about herself. Because she just skims through the paragraphs and her, nah, Jazzy, listen.
Well,
just don't, you know, we ain't trying to make you feel bad, man. We on your team.
Look, Jasmine is an accomplished, successful in the military. She's great. So, it's funny for her to say that, and definitely salute and much respect to her. Me and that chick, we always be eye to eye on a lot of things in life. So, I'm really excited that she joined us tonight. Thank you so much, Jasmine. She's a big
shout out,
Jazzy, Poco.
Man. That was a funny tweet, man.
It was funny.
It's like, ah, they just made me feel real bad about myself.
I know, we going in.
But nah, y'all know what. They know we're not attacking them, man. They know
it's
just the rant.
I hate to. I have to. Every now. I mean, come on, man. Y'all don't want me to do it on Facebook because it'd be too long. But again,
if they think this was a rant, wait till they enter the industry that they really want to be in.
Oh man, they be people be getting cursed out.
Wait till you get into them offices and hear some. Matter of fact, Google Dame Dash goes off on Def Jam and look at that video. Look at that video. Look how Dame went crazy in that building. It's a lot of stuff you got to deal with in this music industry. It's no joke.
You got to toughen up, man. You got to have that thick skin. Tough up, toughen
up.
Stop being soft and emotional or upset when it's a nice time, like me when I'm happy about Poco coming back. But, you know, toughen up and deal and get right or get gone. I mean, literally. I mean, something's going to happen. And then that's it. Global14.com, Jermaine Dupri, social networking site, Jermaine Dupri, Global14.com, SG14 Radio at Global14. I'm at Onyx254. I promise you I'm nice. And then I'll pass the mic.
Nah, man, we nice, yo. We love y'all, and you know, we hope y'all enjoyed the show. We want you to come back. Like I said, we get our one rant a month.
Scared him.
And that was
it.
Holler at us, Twitter, at the Glue, THAGLUE, Onyx254. Man, we love y'all. You know what I'm saying? Y'all listen to us every Wednesday, so why wouldn't we love y'all?
Exactly. Shout out to Al Poco.
Well, we
get
our rant, too, man. We some people owe us our rent, and we got to get it in once a month.
It was like I said, it was definitely overdue, and it had to happen now because, like I said, I haven't sat still, and it's all collected, and I'm just like, okay, let's drop some jewels when we can. So next Wednesday, well, no, Friday, with Al Poco Don, special, Friday special, and then next Wednesday, back.
And we come back to work for y'all on Friday. Of course we get our rank. Come on, man.
Send sideways right now. Al Poco Don, G14 Radio Click. We out.
You can catch me sitting sideways. Something pretty with the ratchet on. I stay strapped, cause I always keep a package on. Dirty, it gets super sick as die here. Yeah. Y'all niggas had it up there now, this is my year. I'm dirty, moving coke through the turnpike. Y'all niggas call me Michael Jackson, cause they know the dun turn white. I live the goon strike, moving the moonlight. 100 bricks in the dark will turn the room white. Green bill. Riding around here, six highway with guns inside of dinosaur tails. Step your swag up, I only move with smart dude. And my trap pump more than your heart do. Fish tail, yeah, we scarred for life. Slaying bricks in the jungle, I got cars to price. Plus my money longer than the ride that Swain go. Why y'all niggas breaking buggy, cutting bells with the chainsaw? Turn that, empty clip when the cop met. Carbon 15, got hook arms to the rocks, man. Ride in the drop, man. I got plenty, bro. White and white, mid same color and some dental floss. Fuck that fish scale, move the big fish. I'm so brady, you can call my money fish sticks. You can catch me sitting sideways. There's something pretty with the ratchet on me. I stay strapped, cause I always keep a package on me. Dirty, and your serious niggas die here. Y'all niggas out it up to now, this is my year. I'm dirty, and my eyes sitting real low, and the coupe doze up like I just kicked a field goal, and hop off for the Tahoe, blow so much color purple you could call me Hoppo. Y'all niggas can't get close to the gun, cause I got more straps than your mom throw to the dogs. Bloody daughter make you fatal, homie. If I kill you, only way they find you is they gotta curl a couple gators open. I've been gangsta since I've been born. And y'all pussy niggas phony until a 3-cent coin. I'm a renegade. I blow your fucking head off. Top was so big, look like I pulled my fucking leg off. Sideways, I gotta kill the track. I swear to God, I got more white than apples in the black. This game been mine. Y'all trying to get it back. And I love all y'all haters. Shit, apples in the track. And I got a red flag. I got a red hoe. I'm grinding off in China, so I'm getting red, though. Fuck a little B, my daughter, with a red robe. And a inside Rudolph, outside red. red nose. I keep cooking money, you heard, I'm dead rich. That mean I got more fish and bread than Jesus fed with. And you can catch me sitting sideways, something pretty with the ratchet on me. I say strap, cause I always keep a patchet on me. Dirty, if the simplest niggas die here, y'all niggas had it up to now, this is my year. I'm dirty. Now shit's about to get wicked. And bullets jumping out the top of like the motherfucking crooked side. Greenville, that's my home, make it dirty here. Ain't nothing for a nigga to get murdered here. I'm moving quick fast for this quick cash. Keep a package on me like a nigga with a shit bag. Fresh out of jail, so the gun, do the Conway. Hit the runway and holler, bam, off the Conway. Just the Dunway, might have packed the Dunday. And I only move two blocks like a pun play. This might tell you off and don't feel like touching nothing. But I got some cocaine that don't feel like she double dutching. You can catch me sitting sideways. Something pretty with the ratchet on me. I say strap, cause I always keep a patchet on me. Dirty, it gets serious, niggas out here. Y'all niggas out it up to now, this is my year.
Nigga, take it or leave it. I earned my way in this game, nigga. I ain't asking anybody to give me shit, nigga. I push this shit through, nigga.
Yeah.